my fellow Americans.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Week 10 podcast of none other than America, the beautiful.
Make it about as lively as we can, since it's just me and you tonight, huh?
Garves, it's been a long time.
It's been a little while.
You know what? Gary Clark Jr.
Dig that?
Yeah, man. Good show from the summer.
That was a pretty good show.
Good show.
I did like that.
America, we are broadcasting semi-live from Richmond, Virginia, which, as of the past 3 days, is Anchorage, Alaska. Daylight savings time has come in and come in strong.
Dude, it's been a pain in the ass this whole week because I honestly do not know how to turn the hands back on this.
You don't know how to do what now?
Dude, it will not turn back. I don't know. I threw out the directions of everything.
You telling me you can't turn back time?
I can't turn back time.
Oh, you're going to have to.
I'm living the future, baby.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to. Garth, what is up?
Not much. Hell of a week, man. Just working and pushing that wine for Thanksgiving and the holidays.
Two weeks to the day.
2 weeks, yeah. But other than that, had a great time at your lovely housewarming party last week.
Yeah, it seems like everybody had a great time.
Some more than most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I had a good time, man.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking a hard cider that me and the boys have been brewing.
Unknown beer name by unnamed brewery.
Exactly. But that should just be the name. Actually, this right here, dude, it only took 5 minutes to make.
With the cider?
Just like let it ferment for a few weeks and whatnot. But you basically just throw in all this apple juice, apple cider, and I think and a little bit later you throw in the yeast afterwards and just let it sit. It's that easy. 5 minutes.
It's the easiest one you guys have made so far, hands down.
Yeah, well, it's the only one we've done yet of, well, yeah, I guess of anything we've made, yeah. But, I mean, just the only cider we've made. Probably already done, like, 15 different brews that I can't even think about.
Yeah.
Too many varieties.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
So what you got?
Well, yeah, I mean, you already kind of said it. We had the housewarming party.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time, I think. Everybody had a good time. I'm drinking because we had a lot of beer left over for thank you guys who left beers over. Thank you guys who left beers over, but I think...
Is there any Tito's left over?
Yes, there's Tito's left over.
We got a little hammer off of that, too.
And I think wife is like, get that shit out of the refrigerator. So I'm drinking what's taking up the most space, so I am drinking a tried and true ATB classic, and that is none other than the Natty Bo.
Nice.
Don't you know?
Yeah. Back on it. Well, actually, you know what? Maybe if we take a break a little bit, I'll take a shot of that Tito's to fire me up a little bit.
Maybe you will. Maybe I probably won't. I'm going to be honest with you. It was...
You don't want to turn back time to last Saturday?
It was still floating through the veins Sunday. I tell you.
Nice.
It was fun. I had a good time. I think I'm glad everybody came out.
We had quite a bit of people there, too.
Yeah.
I'd say 40 or 50 that probably showed up.
Do you think so? I don't think it's 50.
Yeah, around that.
I mean, people coming and going and Bill's Mafia.
Bill's Mafia did show up, man.
Yeah.
It was good to see him. It seemed like he was just more relaxed and not going to get high strung that night, so.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Good
guy.
Tight titty. How was your fantasy week last week?
other than losing to you, I think I won all five.
That's
five
good.
Out of six.
That's good.
I think you need to knock me out since I kicked your ass in what was it? Was it flute?
American?
No, American, yeah.
Or did I beat you?
I don't know.
One or the other. Yeah, they're so hard to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
So hard to keep up. So it's week 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So our team's on bye so far, or this week, sorry. Your Eagles.
Yeah.
8-1. My Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Ravens.
Yeah.
So just four teams.
I'd say at least, Eagles, Raiders, and Chiefs, like, are those are like some heavy hitters that yeah, are I don't missing think it, on the bye. Ravens, not so much. Yeah. You don't really have any starters in that.
Really, unless you're Alex Collins or Buck Allen, but besides that. Yeah,
besides that, you're not really getting much.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. Macklin. Macklin's doing better.
Mm-hmm. But, so, yeah, hopefully we can plug in some areas for those who are losing out on those guys. With
that is what we are here to do, my man. All right, guys, make sure you guys are checking us out on Twitter and Instagram at BeAmerica1. Hit up Gary on the Twitter at GarSpolitica. Hit me up on the Twitter at JHicks804.
Twitter?
804. The beautiful area code of the 804 that we are in. We're potting during the Thursday night game. They switched to NBC.
Yep.
Arizona and the Seattle Seahawks.
Dude, what do you think about those Seattle Seahawks jerseys, dude?
They got the highlighter green, and if it weren't for the blue, I think they're almost camo.
Yeah.
With the
field.
Yeah, dude.
You were saying that earlier.
A little snipers running around there. So good game, divisional game. Drew Stanton had a good outing. I mean, I think you and I could have a good outing against the 49ers, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's see.
Throw me in there.
Yeah. So let's see what happens now that. Yeah, now they're playing decent team.
It'll be interesting with Dwayne Brown, like, seeing him and how this running game could turn about.
Too. Yeah, no Earl Thomas tonight. They did sign Dwight Freeney, ageless wonder, for help on the D-line.
I think he did pretty well last week, too, when he was in there. Yeah.
Give it a go, man. Let's see what happens. I mean, let's be honest. The Rams are one of the surprise teams of the league. Mm-hmm. They're in first of the division. I know Seattle beat them at L.A. earlier this year. I still think they got one more go around.
Yeah.
But all in due time. So it's week 10. So there's this week and six more weeks in NFL. But it's getting to crunch time for playoffs.
It is.
We have this week and then 11, 12, and 13.
Exactly.
So this is like the last leg of the stretch. It's getting to crunch time. I mean, in our dynasty league, our trade deadline's getting ready to come up.
Yeah. Do you not want to do that trade, by the way?
I don't know. I have offers.
Yeah.
I have.
Well, I mean, I love Dalvin Cook with how well he did earlier in the season. I know, like, I get it from Shane. He wants to try and trade for me. Mm-hmm. And now seeing you, too. I mean, I guess I could see why you're doing it, because it's not like, I'm not saying you aren't a factor, but it seems like you're pretty much out of playoffs.
Yeah, two wins.
But Julio Jones for Dalvin, that's an interesting idea. Still thinking about it?
It's still a thought, dude. These guys really are camouflage. sorry to change the topic, but no, I think. So I mean, listen to some other fantasy pods, and I mean Dynasty Blueprint. They're a great pod. We love listening to them, and Bull Rush, of course.
Yeah.
So just listen to them and stuff. I mean, like some. I'm not trying to tank. I just had a bad season. I drafted a bunch of rookies. Yeah. I drafted Kamara and McCaffrey and Hunt.
Dude.
Three rounds in a row.
After you sent me that, after you told me you were thinking about trading that, I looked at your squad and was like, shit, you have really good, four good running backs that have a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
You said Kamara, you got Hunt.
Kamara, Hunt, McCaffrey, and I have James Conner, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows what's going to happen with Le'Veon in the offseason.
That's true. It's very true. But, yeah, like I said, Dalvin's great. I mean, he's hard to, like, want to let go since I have him on an IR spot. Like,
yeah.
Since it's Dynasty,
So, we've always talked Dynasty, but this is our first year doing, like, a legit Dynasty on MFL.
Right.
Like, so we have, like, so you have Dalvin Cook on your IR, and then there's other people that have, like, I mean, if another running back is David Johnson, but then on the other hand, you have guys like Beckham that's on IR. So, I mean, what is these guys on the IR, like, what's a legit, like, trading chip for one of these guys, I guess is what.
Right.
Because, I mean, your team's one of the teams that, you got Dalvin Cook and he got injured, but you're still a playoff team.
Yeah, I'm on the cusp of it. I think I'm either right on outside of, like, being within the playoffs of the top six.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I mean,
I'm willing to let go a potential, like, legitimate starter for Julio, I would say, yeah. Because, I mean, I could kind of use, like, I already have Antonio Brown and Alshon. So, if you were to do that, I mean,
obviously. You'd have a trio, yeah.
Pretty on that.
Flying high.
Yeah. I mean, just ride this season out and see what we can do.
And essentially, it would be.
For next year's rookie draft.
Yeah, I mean, this year you're flying high, but then, mm-hmm. I mean, what round did you take him in the Dynasty draft?
Dalvin? I think it was third.
Third round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think Antonio Brown was my first, and then second. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember. That's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
I think you took, who'd you draft? You took Antonio Brown first because you drafted right before me.
Brown, and I think I did Gurley second.
Yeah, which.
And then Dalvin on the.
Which, and you rolled the dice on Gurley and looking, sitting pretty with him.
Yeah.
Another player I think anybody would love to have, especially in like a dynasty league.
Yeah.
I mean, he's.
And the 1-2 punch with that Rams team with Goff included.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. They're on the rise, man.
Yeah.
And I know you were thinking about trading Gurley for Julio. But, I mean, it's just – I just put it in the factor because Julio's age kind of makes a difference in that too. And, I mean, with Sean McVay, it looks like he could be there for quite some time. And I think that offense can be great within the years to come.
Yeah, I mean, he's the youngest coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
So.
And I guess we've seen the decline on the Falcons. That's the way I put it since last year, so –
It's the Kyle Shanahan effect.
Yep,
he's exactly. gone.
He's gone. Yep.
And, I mean, Julio's... Oh, Adrian Peterson fumble on his first carry of the game.
Wow.
Recovered by Seattle.
Yep. That's not a team you want to turn the ball over to.
Oh, no. It's a camo, dude. It's a camo. Yeah. All right. Something happened Saturday night besides the party at this house.
What was that?
Daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do daylight savings time... You gotta do something with your clock, ladies and gentlemen.
You gotta turn back time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our shoulda, woulda, coulda segment. Where we turn back time. I mean, talk about some players. Shoulda started, coulda started, woulda started, didn't want to start. So, I'll start this guy off. Let's go with the home run hitter from last week, T.Y. Hilton.
Good call.
A lot of people were still thinking that, I mean, Houston, last time Houston made the playoffs, that's when they did had all their ragtag quarterbacks, and DeAndre Hopkins had, that was his 1,500-yard season, I think. Mm-hmm. And I guess some people were still on the high hopes that the defense could carry him, but... I don't know, Jacoby Brissett, I mean, he's starting to come into his own.
Right, exactly. And that's good for Indianapolis. Yeah. I mean, they can trade him off on the offseason to a team that is basically definitely looking for him. You got Jets to
Or do you keep him and trade Andrew Luck?
I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to invest on making their team better. You see a lot of what Ballard's been doing since he's been there.
He's flipped the team.
Yeah, he's trying to. And I think what he's really going to try and do is make sure that he protects his quarterback.
Because,
I mean, you don't trade Andrew Luck. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like trading Peyton Manning. Although Peyton Manning got traded with his neck surgery. Yeah. Like mid-30s.
Yeah.
Luck is still young, and I think he's still got quite a bit to go. So.
But still, doctors don't know. And speaking of the Colts and... flipping the team, their number one corner, Vontae Davis, ended up this week. He had to have season-ending, I think, groin surgery.
Ouch.
And then, I don't know if he pissed off the team, but the Colts actually cut him today, too.
Damn.
So, cold as ice.
Ruthless, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's ruthless.
So, I mean, I guess, I don't know. We'll see what happens to that team. I mean, our boy Calherd is all about the Colts going in, like, the next couple of years.
Yeah, well,
he's all about them and 49ers, man.
I mean, they're up and coming. I mean, I think you just need like a year to figure out where you need to build things. Kind of like, I guess you could throw Philadelphia in there, what they did last year.
Yeah.
You got a new head coach, stuff like that. I mean,
new quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's not like how Sean McVay has been doing good on his first year, but it takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see where your assets are and just go from there, you know?
Yeah, it's, man, I don't know. The NFL, it's very cutthroat just in general because, like you said, I mean, it's almost like they don't teams and organizations and when new GMs come in and new coaches come in, it's really like, I don't know if, I mean, tell me if you disagree or not, it's almost like a 3-year, you have 3 years to become a playoff team, in my opinion.
Typically, yeah, before you start changing the coaching staff. So,
I mean, it could go quicker. I mean, look at the Giants.
Exactly. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to find. I mean, unless you're really screwing the team up and you see no progress within those few years and how your team started before you were a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Todd Bowles with New York.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in there, what, for like about 2 or 3 years now?
I think this is,
something like that. And, I mean, although we thought they were an 0-16 team this year, he's pretty much turned it around.
Yeah.
With nothing.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. I think he won't win it, but I think he's definitely like,
yeah,
he should get some coach of the year nods.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a dark horse candidate, I guess you could say.
So I think, although this league is turning to an offensive minded, and I guess they kind of see like all these young coaches moving up, but Todd Bowles, like, I think he's got it, although he's defensive minded. Mm. And, if you can just get a good offensive coordinator for that squad, they'd be all right. Any younger Josh McCown, I guess.
Too, yeah. So let's talk about what the Eagles did. We talked about this last week. Jay Ajayi, his first game with the Eagles, I think people were kind of skeptic, thinking give him a week to kind of learn the system. But he came in there and tore it up. He had 8 carries for 77 yards and big rushing touchdown. It was actually his first rushing touchdown of the season.
Mm-hmm. That was good to see. I got one for the man I've given a lot of love to in past years. He went to the Dolphins. He came back from surgery. He came back from being out for the past couple of weeks. But Jay Cutler, man, 34 for 42, 311, three TDs.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Mm-hmm.
While losing Jay Ajayi.
Yeah.
And Ken.
Kenyon Drake.
Kenny Drake, you know.
Damien Williams.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two have actually picked up the slack for Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, Julius Thomas had a good game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Devontae Parker was back too.
Yeah.
Which helps.
Exactly.
Which helps. They go on. It's crazy how, like, these teams are getting the primetime games, like, back-to-back. So, they played Sunday night against the Raiders, and now they play Monday night against Carolina.
Right. Yeah.
Which is...
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and tell you some guys that we love and hate going into Week 10. Ooh.
Yo, put the mic on.
America, let's love on some players for week 10. And I'm going to go ahead, and I think this is one of the obvious. But I'm spending my DFS money on Antonio Brown this week.
I like it.
He's the most expensive wide receiver. I don't care. Like we already said, Vontae Davis is cut. He's out. He's out. Like, their secondary is Bobo. And they Indy gives up on average 280 pass yards per game. I'm pretty sure Pittsburgh will easily eclipse that.
Yeah, you might as well throw in Ben Roethlisberger in that too. Plus they've had a bye.
Mm-hmm.
They'll dissect that whole team.
Yeah.
Like, it should be nonetheless, like, I think even defensively that they should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like we talked about, Jacoby Brissett is like really just coming into his own with the team.
Yeah.
But I still think the Steelers will give him a hard time, even if it's in Indy.
So. Yeah.
But
you got one?
Yeah. Actually, let's go on the defensive side of things.
Okay.
The Pats defense, man, against the Broncos. The Pats have basically only allowed 12.8 points per game in the last 4 games.
So they're starting to tighten it up.
Exactly. And what you see from New England every time at the end of the year is that defense gets a little more solid, which helps them all throughout the playoffs going into the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It was only a matter of time. Although they're giving up a lot of points per game, like within the first few games this year, they're turning it around. And honestly, if they're still on the waiver wire, which we could talk about later or just talk about right now, you might as well pick up that pass defense because I think they're going to be coming in turn.
And, too. I mean, and let's state the obvious. Brock Osweiler is their quarterback.
Yeah, and I mean, Philadelphia just dismantled that team last week. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty good thing to look into.
Yeah, what's your opinion on Paxton Lynch if you're Broncos? I mean, you might as well start him if possible, right?
He is somewhat able to play this game, if possible.
I don't think he's not going to play this week, I don't think.
Well, yeah, I guess just give Osweiler one more week and just see what happens. I mean, they've been falling off the wagon, I guess you could say, so to speak. I mean, the defense is kind of what's holding them in, but they can only do but so much.
Yeah, I mean, their defense is good. Yeah. Their defense is really good.
Exactly. But
go ahead.
I was going to say, just I want to give it some love to the Dallas O-line. I mean, they're coming back. They're the typical Dallas O-line that we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though Zeke sounds like he's going to be gone, possibly.
As of Thursday, September 9th at 8:50 p.m., he is yet again suspended for six games.
So, I mean, whether it's Rod Smith or the other two running backs, too, I think...
Alf
and,
McFadden,
yeah. I think Dallas should be good. Plus, they had over 33 minutes within the past four games of time of possession.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely a factor, too, to where, I mean, they're ahead of the game and they're running the ball solidly now.
Yeah. How about my man on a touchdown hot streak?
Who this is?
Robbie Anderson.
Say what?
Yeah, man.
From who? The New York Jets.
He's had a touchdown in three straight games. And to toot the horn of Mr. Josh McCown, well, hopefully this goes in his favor, quarterbacks have over 100 passer rating versus Tampa Bay.
Nice.
So Tampa Bay can be passed upon. So, yeah, I really like him. I really like the chemistry that they're getting. And with Curse and ASJ. And Old Man Forte had a game last week, too. Although, the last injury report that I saw is that he was not practicing this week.
Right, I think it's his knee's been swelling up.
Yeah. So, going into, I think it's one of the Sunday afternoon games. We have two teams that are playing each other that have combined for one win. And that's your New York Giants and your San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, what a lovely game this would be.
So they're both playing each other. I don't think... it's not going to be nationally televised. Let's put it like that. We got Atlanta and the Cowboys, the other Sunday afternoon game. But I do think good games are on the horizon for Mr. Orleans Darkwa and Mr. Carlos Hyde. 49ers and Giants both give over 120 rush yards per game. They will be shooting fireworks like that phone just went off like.
Well, yeah, that seems interesting to see, man. It's just, if I want to see it. But, I don't know, just seeing the fact that we never had an idea of what running back was going to be the main back for the Giants. I mean, New Orleans Darkwa.
Yeah.
You got Orleans Darkwa now, who's been there. But also Paul Perkins, you thought at the beginning of the season. It's just like it's that backfield, we never even understood who could pick up the slack. But, I mean, why not give him a chance if he's been the hot hand
this week? He's the only – Orleans Darkwa was the only guy to rush for over 100 yards against the Broncos.
Right.
Which is crazy.
That is interesting.
Their one win at Denver. Insane. It's insane, dude.
That it is.
It's insane. His season's been, you know, I think, like I said, he can have a good game. He can have a good game, and they're both, and for DFS, they're probably not, like, ridiculously priced.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I got Lurv for, like, basically the whole Rams team. I mean, Sean McVay has basically just turned it around. I mean, they're more offense-minded. Except for Morgan's guy, Jeff Fisher, being there anymore.
Yeah.
So, I think... And plus, you kind of see the wide receivers coming around. You got Sammy. You got...
You got Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
You got Robert Woods.
Robert Woods is the one I was talking about, too.
Woods and Sammy both with big touchdown plays last week.
And not to mention Todd Gurley. I mean, he's got...
Killing it.
Yeah, 128 yards from scrimmage.
And Goff had... What was the stat? So, Goff and Wentz went 1-2. That's the first time the number one and number two picks, they both had like four passing touchdowns last week.
Yeah, that is insane. So
crazy stat. Crazy stat. My last love that I have for this week, he's been on my love list a couple times this season. That's none other than Shady McCoy.
Yeah, right.
Saints give over 100 rush yards per game. And let's give them credit because the Saints rush defense, I mean defense overall has always been something that has holes in it. We got touchdown Jimmy Graham right now, guys. But let's go. Like I said, their pass defense is something that's always been torched. They always start your guys against the passing defense. The Saints defense. I'm sorry, but anyway. So their passing defense has definitely stepped up. Rush defense can still be rushed upon, like I said. They give over 100 rush yards per game. And you have, so you have Kelvin Benjamin playing his first game for the Bills. And Charles, there's a chance that Charles Clay comes back and plays. That's spreading the field.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Zay Jones, he had his first touchdown last week on Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. And what's the other guy? Deontay Thompson.
Right.
So you got guys stepping up. And you still have Jordan Matthews in the slot. Mm-hmm. So this is a team that's starting to feel the rhythm. A team that they were tanking at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And now they're, I mean, we're talking about weapons for the Bills, guys.
Exactly. I know we talked about the Jets being a surprise team, but, I mean, I think the Bills will be playing with a chip on their shoulder coming off from that loss from the Jets on Thursday Night Football last week. So I kind of like that. Like, the Saints, too, they have, like, although their secondary is pretty much progressed, it's a young secondary, so they're still kind of learning.
Oh, yeah.
Here and there. So it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, I like that on Shady McCoy.
Yeah. What the Saints did, the guy's name escapes me right now. They took a corner in the first round, and that guy's been killing it.
Yeah.
That's all my love for this. You got any other love?
I think I'm all loved out, baby.
All right, let's come back with some hate real quick.
Like the way it sounds, Shorty?
America, it is time to hate on some players. Hate on a player. All right, I'm going to hate first. Because I don't know if Gary can talk right now.
What you hating on?
I'm hating on Joe. Don't put him in the mixin'.
All right, what you got?
Tennessee only gives 3.6 yards per rush.
Damn.
Even though Jeremy Hill is probably not even playing, don't mess with Joe Mixon. Past two games, he's had over 10 carries in both games. 49 total rush yards.
Damn.
2.4 and 1.6 rush average.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Step off.
Step off that. You know what? Who I want to step off of, who I thought was like good when Ty Montgomery went down, was Aaron Jones. Mm-hmm. 3.1 fantasy points last week, 5 rushes for 12 yards, and negative yards on his receptions. I think it's time to, like, bench him until you see what happens with him. Plus, they're playing the Bears, who the Bears are at home, and the Bears are also the 8th defense in the league.
Yeah, their defense is good. Their offense, not so much.
Exactly.
They have a good defense.
But I wouldn't... I think the Bears could pull that game off.
And they have, officially came out and admitted that the Aaron Jones and Ty Montgomery is going to be a split.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Also, I mean, you got to hate on Hundley. I mean, you got to hate that anything basically Green Bay.
None of the Green Bay wide receivers had over 60 receiving yards last week.
Yeah, and I think that should solidify the fact that Aaron Rodgers is the playmaker for that team.
Uh-huh.
Like, he holds it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he should definitely have an extension, or I think this is his last year.
He can opt out. How crazy would that be?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's super ridiculous. Speaking of quarterbacks, I got Cam on my hate list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I can't trust him. I think this could be potentially a trap game. They don't have Kelvin, obviously, anymore. The Dolphins get back safety T.J. McDonald. That's one of their starting safeties that's been on suspension all year.
Uh-huh.
So this is his first game back. So that's a big bump up to their secondary, which is kind of middle of the road. So, I mean, obviously trending up.
Exactly. I got Mike Evans, man.
Not playing.
Yeah, I got Mike Evans for getting in that fight with Marshawn Lattimore for...
Just hating on him? Yeah, because... Just hating on him, pretty much.
Because he was talking crap to, Jameis Winston on the sideline.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely affects him, fantasy owners. You've already seen the fact that it's not like it's going to be a bye because he already didn't play week one.
Yeah.
So now you got 2 weeks without Mike Evans. Yeah. I know me for having Evans in a couple leagues.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of affected me, especially game
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
But with that weather permitting. But anyway, Mike Evans, I think it kind of also detriments the whole rest of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, I mean, Fitz too, with Jameis Winston gone, I think Doug Martin's value is going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be tough to see Tampa Bay pull away on a Jets defense that is actually really
good. You don't love Fitz Magic?
I love Fitz.
That's your boy.
But
That's your boy. He's back. I can't believe you've been very quiet this week about it.
I have, because that was 2 years ago when he was magic.
Yeah.
Last year, not so much when he was with the Jets.
Yeah.
And now this year, I mean, he's got a chance to show me at least what he can do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that remains to be seen.
You got Fitz taking on his former team, and you got McCown taking on their former team, playing each other this week.
That's awesome.
All right, we're done. I think we're done hating a very brief hate segment this week, because we're missing some haters.
We are missing quite a few haters.
But we're gonna
they all gone.
Yeah, we're gonna come right back with the most hyped waiver wire segment in all of fantasy football. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the most hyped waiver wire segment in all of America.
Yeah.
Get ready. Oh, get these players off the lineup into your team. We like to call this segment. Get on up, ladies. Get these guys. Get them up. Get them off the waiver wire. There's so many good players out there right now. And we're about to give you a slight sample size of some players you need to get up your lineup. I'm going to start off. We just finished talking about Mike Evans and the Jets and the Bucks. Josh McCown. Only 57% owned in leagues. There's a shot you can get this guy. He's going to put up points this week. He's been put up double-digit points the past couple weeks consistently, man.
Exactly.
And like I said, with the whole Robbie Anderson thing, man, these guys are going to get going.
Here's one that, I mean, it's on the other side of the field on that game. It's basically Chris Godwin. Why not see what he can do with Mike Evans out?
I think Humphries is banged up, too.
He is a little banged up. So Chris Godwin, I think what beginning of the season, Dirk Koetter, can't even say his name right, he said that Chris Godwin is kind of like the formation of Roddy White. So, I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you guys can pick Chris Godwin off, he could be like a potential flex since you got teams like Kansas City, Philly, and the Raiders out. So, I mean, those are some big wide receivers that are missing this bye week. You can give him a small little flex play on that.
Yeah.
So, I'd like that.
Another guy for the flex that the Steelers had their bye, and he had a suspension, but like I said, I've been bashing Indy pretty much this whole podcast. Martavis Bryant is only 44% owned. Maybe you start him if you got like one of your Cooper Crab on bye and stuff like that. I mean, and even I think he's still worth like a bench stash.
I agree with that.
So I mean, I give him a go. I mean, the guy's talented. He's just, I mean, I don't know. I think it's too early to give up on him. Also, we already said this, but Charles Clay, there's a chance he could come back this week.
I like that.
He's only about 30% owned.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good. So, I mean, what do you got? You got Jared Cook, who we said has been on a hot streak, a couple hundred-yard games. Kelsey on bye.
Ertz.
I mean, those are three top 10 wide receivers. I'm not sure that Jared Cook's the top five, but we know Kelsey and Ertz are.
I like that play right there. And plus, Charles Clay was fairly consistent when he was playing too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was getting more targets than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Dez Bryant is kind of banged up. Terrence Williams is kind of banged up. Ladies and gentlemen, only 20% owned, Mr. Cole Beasley.
It's surprising. He's kind of a little quieter this year than he was last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he still has those spurts where he's pretty damn good.
I mean, he's a touchdown threat.
Yeah. I think because last year, Dez wasn't really getting the ball much, or I think he was out a couple games too, which gave Cole Beasley and Jason Witten more looks.
Yep.
But I think now Dak is kind of like clicking with Bryant more.
Yeah.
But I like that move there for Cole Beasley.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You got anybody?
I do not. I think that's all I got.
I got one more for you then, my man.
What you got?
This is my super deep dive. Shane's talked about this guy a couple of times. Devontae Booker. I mean, he's under 10% owned. New England gives up crazy points to running backs.
Yeah.
And it's like 5 yards per carry. I mean, he's more of a receiving back. CJ Anderson's been on and off all week battling illness. And I think Booker played almost just as many snaps as C.J. Anderson last week.
That's right. That's a good way to go with that. I like it. Plus, I guess you're right, because basically New England, if there's a hole in that team, it's basically the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good move on that.
Yep. All right, let's keep this train rolling. Let's go to our pick'ems for this week. All right, so last week, let's see how we did. Hold on, let me turn back, Tom.
Do we have a running tally on that?
Somewhere. I think it's scattered amongst the majority.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. You got a Cardinals touchdown. Is that Gresham? Yeah, Jermaine Gresham. Mm. That helps nobody.
Yeah, right.
All right, gosh. So, what did we do last week? Shane got 3, Moore got 4, and the two of us guys got 5.
Nice.
So, I think I still need to get stats from the weeks I was out. That puts me at 26, you and Moore at 23, and Shane at 21.
I had the one that you were out.
All right, good.
We'll look at that
later. Yeah, we can tally up, and then we'll get... Next week, we'll be good to go and have all the numbers. So, let's go to... All right, one of the big games we've kind of been talking about this podcast. A lot of playoff implications. We go to the New Orleans Saints leaving the safety of their dome, traveling north to taking on the second greatest fans in all of football, probably the most popular group of fans in all of football, the Bills Mafia, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, man, they know how to tailgate.
So, I'm taking Bills Mafia. I can't not take Bills Mafia at home.
That's a pretty good call.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to have to go Bills, too.
Ah, double Bills Mafia. Mm-hmm. That's going to counter Morgan and Brad going with the Saints.
Yeah, it'll be interesting since Caleb Benjamin's a part of the squad. Mm-hmm. See how they fare on that.
Then we go to the Vikings coming off their bye, hopefully having Diggs back, getting healthy. No Teddy yet. Case Keenum starting. Bradford going on IR. So we have the Vikings traveling to the closest stadium to the host of America the Beautiful, the Washington Redskins. I'm going Redskins. I think they had a gutsy game against at Seattle last week and pulled it out. I feel like they have some confidence going.
With it being in Washington, and I like how their defense has been, plus in the past 6 games, Kirk Cousins has been, he's got a 108 passer rating. And I honestly think they can stop that run to where they can make Case Keenum throw. So I'm going to go Washington.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Morgan goes Redskins, Brad goes Vikings. Another game we've been talking about a lot this podcast, had to put it in there. Jets travel south.
Yeah.
To Tampa Bay, as we have the McCowns versus the Fitz. Myself, Morgan, and Brad are taking JETS. You want to go contrarian?
I can't. The Jets have been on a roll, man. I like what I see from that team.
All right. Next, we go to Cowboys. Traveling a little bit east. Approximately 900 miles.
All right.
To the home of the Atlanta Falcons.
Where they have
a new Chick-fil-A. And Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays. So it does miracles inside the stadium.
That is whack that they did something like that.
Morgan and Brad are taking the Cowboys. I'm taking the Falcons.
I'm going to have to take the Cowboys. I like their pass rush.
All right.
And I think that can affect Matt Ryan.
I hear you. All right. Now we're going to go to Sunday night, where the New England Patriots travel way west, maybe way long, to Mile High Stadium.
Way long?
Yes.
It's a name I haven't heard in a while.
To take on the
wrong way?
That, okay, they could be going the wrong way. And to take on the Denver Broncos and Brock Osweilers. I'm going, myself, Brad, and Morgan are going Patriots.
You cannot deny the fact that you have to put have the Patriots
with you. Yes. All right, then we go to Monday Night Football.
Where
Jay Cutler's and the Miami Dolphins go to Charlotte, North Carolina.
This could be a sneaky, interesting game.
Yeah, and take on the Carolina Panthers. I'm going Dolphins.
See, that's what I'm kind of thinking, man. After seeing what Cuts has done last week, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
And the Panthers, I still think they're trying to.
I don't think they have an identity to me.
Yeah, without Kelvin now, and Cam seems to be trying to do most of the work with McCaffrey.
And no Olsen.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Dolphins.
All right. You and me going Dolphins. Morgan and Brad going Panthers. Shane to be determined. And then lastly,
he's always to be determined.
Yes, this is too true, my brother. All right, bold predictions. Morgan gave me his. I said how I like Orleans Darkwa and Carlos Hyde. He does too. He's saying Orleans ends up with a top five running back.
All right.
A little mold, but he's not here to defend himself.
I don't think that's too bad.
Yeah?
Him as a top five. Yeah. I mean, although it's against the 49ers.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Do you have yours yet, or do you want me to shoot off?
You know what? I'm going to... I'll give it a little whirl here. Tom Savage is going against the Rams in L.A. at home. I think with these past couple of weeks that he's kind of gotten into the offense, I think he's going to do, you know what, 300 yards.
Savage is going savage.
Three TDs, yes.
Dude, that is crazy.
I don't know if Fedorowicz is going to be playing.
He is. He's coming back.
I know he's active.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he's playing, but I think that could be somewhat of a factor, too.
All right. I like that. That's crazy.
Trying.
That's crazy.
Against the Rams, too. I'll be taking some shotguns or some shots at TOs, I guess.
Yeah. All right. A game I don't think that we've talked about at all this whole podcast. The Chargers are going to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Take on the Jags. Two of the premier running backs. I love them both. Melvin Gordon. And, of course, Leonard Fournette. I can't believe we've gone this far into the podcast.
That's true.
And hasn't mentioned his name. Probably because Shane's not here.
Yeah, well.
But,
Lenny.
I digress. With that said, both... So, everybody loves the Jags defense. They can still be ran upon. Their rush defense isn't as good as their passing defense. Only as many turnovers. And the Chargers defense, their rush defense isn't very good either. Kind of the same way. Their pass defense is usually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But their rush, they can be ran upon. So, with that said... I'm saying that Melvin and Lenny combine for over 350 total yards.
Wow. I like it.
I'm going big. Hey, it's you and me. We got no stops.
I like it a lot.
No stops.
No straps.
Well?
I like this. This is kind of good.
Brief, yeah.
Flowed pretty well. We'll get the boys back next week.
Week 11.
We'll
like,
start seeing who's
contenders and pretenders.
One or what guys will rise and which one shall fall, right? Oh, so to speak.
Oh God! Don't
Transformer talk.
Dude, don't quote the GOAT movie. The GOAT of GOAT movies. All right, guys, you can follow Garth on Twitter at Garth Poetica. You can follow me, JHicks804. You can follow all of us at BeAmerica1.
You.
Send us some emails, beamerica1@gmail.com, facebook.com/beamerica1. Play some DraftKings with us.
That's right.
We got a DraftKings going usually every week. Play away. Take our money.
If you can.
Yeah.
Take Shane's money.
Take Shane's. Because that's kind of like one of our hobbies. it's an ongoing... The whole Gardner family.
Hey, wait till you get to betting Shane and get to that damn easy.
Yeah, speaking of Shane, it's Tony's birthday, so happy birthday, Tone. Happy birthday, Tone. All right, parting shots, Gars, you good? Honey, I'm good. All right, America, we are out. Have a good night and good week.